Jeff Taylor is Tantramar's new Director of Community and Corporate Services. Taylor started in the position on April 14th of this year, and we spoke to him last week about what's involved in the job and what brought him to work in Tantramar.
Hi, my name is Jeff Taylor, and I'm the Director of Community and Corporate Services with Tantramar.
All right. Welcome aboard, Jeff.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be here.
So tell us a bit about your background before you came to this job. I want to talk about the job and what it is, but maybe tell us a bit about yourself and you know, what you were doing before you came here.
Absolutely. So I've been around doing a fair bit of different things. My background is in accounting and law, although I never worked in accounting. I went straight from there to law school. But after I decided that law wasn't really for me, I moved into business and economic development. I ran a business incubator out west. And most recently, I moved here from Happy Valley, Goose Bay, Labrador, where I was helping people start businesses.
Okay. Wow. What was Happy Valley like? How long did you spend there?
I was there for almost 2 years. It was an interesting place. It was, I think there's nowhere quite like it. It's really interesting being out in Labrador. It's amazing how big it is and how much natural things there is there. There's only about 28,000 people in Labrador, and we serve the entire region of Labrador, which is bigger than the rest of Atlantic Canada put together.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So the scale is, yeah, a little off the charts.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's a beautiful place. It's, you know, in terms of natural beauty and everything, it's just fantastic up there.
Now you're in Tantramar, and you know, have you settled in? What do you think of the town so far?
I love it here. This is where I wanted to be. I wasn't really looking at a bunch of different things. I think overall I only applied to two jobs, and I really didn't want the other one. So I really had honed in on this is what I wanted to be doing and where I wanted to be doing it. But no, I love it here. It's so great to be working with such an engaged populace. It's amazing how involved everyone is here, and which is just fantastic, especially not everywhere is like that.
Okay. And where are you from?
I'm from New Brunswick. I was born in Riverview, but I grew up in Quispamsis. But I've been gone for about a dozen years. I spent the majority of that time in Saskatchewan. And I also spent some time in St. John's and Labrador.
Have you noticed much change in the province upon your return?
It's amazing how much everything has grown. There's so much development everywhere, especially, you know, driving by different places. There seems to be construction everywhere. Everything is so much bigger than when I left.
Including Sackville right now.
So
tell us a bit about this job. You know, for people who don't know you, you're the Director of Community and Corporate Services. What does that entail?
Well, it entails a lot of little things. Most of the things that don't fall under one of the other departments, you know, finance, public works, active living and culture, legislative services, it falls under me. So things like tourism, communication, economic development, housing, and all the little one-off projects all kind of fall under my department. So it's really dealing with all of the little things, kind of the glue.
So yeah, the former CAO, Jamie Burke of the town of Sackville, he held that position or a similar one. It was, you know, there was some restructuring upon amalgamation, so kind of a similar one. And Kieran Miller before you held that position. I know one of the things that they both worked on was the big Lorne Street stormwater mitigation project, which has now wrapped. Do you think, are there big, large-scale projects like that coming in the future for Tantramar?
I'm sure there will be. I think there's always something that needs to be done. I know usually you can only take on one of those big projects every so many years, but I imagine we'll have some more coming up. Although I don't know what they'll be.
You don't know what that was going to be my next question. What's on the table? What are the options?
Honestly, I've only been here for 2 months and I have no idea yet. I don't think anybody wants somebody who's been here for 2 months to come in and say, this is our priorities as a community. I think that would be a little bit arrogant of me to even try to guess at this point.
you came in just sort of on the tail end of the strategic plan happening and that sort of thing. So, I mean, has any of that been useful for you when you're trying to acclimatize and figure out, you know, what this municipality is all about?
Absolutely. Well, the strategic plan is a great roadmap of where we're going, but it's also shows kind of the priorities of the municipality. So it's great for somebody coming in from outside to have something that clearly lays out, you know, this is what we want to do and this is who we are as a municipality.
No, it's early days, so you don't know what the sort of, you know, 10-year timeline project is going to be. But what about, you know, in the next year or two, do you have a sense of what your personal goals might be for things you'd like to work on?
What I want to make it easier to do the things we want done. So I want to try to work on removing some of the barriers and streamlining things when it comes to things like building housing, opening a business, and that kind of thing. I think there's work that we can do as a municipality to make it more straightforward for the people in our community who want to do the things that we want done as a community. And so that's something I want to focus on.
I guess part of that would involve, you know, the review of our municipal plan, which is on the radar, right?
Absolutely. That's something that's on the radar. It's slowly moving forward. It's been, I think that at this point, I think it's been primarily driven by Plan 360, but I'm sure I'll have involvement as we go forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything else you can say about what you might have in mind in terms of streamlining or making it easier for development or businesses in the municipality?
Well, I want us to be a one-stop shop for some of the things. You know, if you want to start a business, I know right now you have to go to a whole bunch of different places and figure things out, and there's no real direction on what you do. So I would like to have it set up so if you want to open a business here, you come see us and we'll help you navigate through the system and the obstacles to see what we can do to help you achieve those goals and kind of guide you through the process instead of letting people try to figure out all of these little things on their own.
You would be able to do that with the existing staff that you have, you think?
That's the hope. I think a lot of it is process improvement. So I think that once we get things in place, it shouldn't require much more in the way of staff. There'll be some, you know, there'll be some extra time requirements there, but I think it's worth it.
Mm-hmm. And how have you found reporting to council so far?
So far, so good. Luckily, they've been easy on me so far. I don't think I'll be able to use the I'm new, I've only been here for a few weeks for very many council meetings, but so far they've been fantastic. They've all been very friendly and welcoming, and they've been great to work with so far.
Is there something that people of Tantramar should know about the Community and Corporate Services Department? What would you want them to make sure they understood about your department and what you do?
Our job is to take on the projects set out by the council and the municipality and work on making them a reality. So each little thing that doesn't fall under public works, finance, active living and culture, all of these projects, big or small, that's where we come in.
Okay. All right. Anything else you want to add, Jeff, before I let you go?
Just that this is a fantastic community and I'm so glad to be here.
That's Jeff Taylor, Tantramar's new Director of Community and Corporate Services and part of the municipality's senior management team. Taylor says he will focus on streamlining or simplifying the processes for opening a business in Tantramar or building new housing. He also plans to support whatever initiatives and priorities are brought forward by Tantramar Council. This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.